The 18th iteration of Beauty and the Beast came to ABC a few days ago, and we have some thoughts. Hello and welcome to Off Book, a podcast this week about live TV musicals and how the heck they work.
I thought it was good for what it was.
I thought it was good for what it was, but I feel like what they billed it as was different than what it actually was. I feel like they sold it to us as Beauty and the Beast Live, where it was going to be a live TV musical. You know, they stunt cast all these people. They had costumes. They had this giant beast puppet. It was a live production.
That was cool. I
It was
have to
really cool.
say,
Like,
the
and
puppet was so cool.
honestly, like the production design, the cast, like it was all like pretty good. I would have enjoyed it, but it wasn't a live musical. It was, we're going to show you the original movie, and then we're going to have these cast members come in and perform the songs, which would have been fine if it was like a concert setting, but it wasn't. It was like full choreo and like 18 million dance breaks. Why was there so many dance breaks? And it's like, okay, so like Joshua Henry didn't play Gaston the way the original actor did, which is fine, but I feel like I never really got to know who his Gaston was. So I said, okay,
Yeah.
you're different, but I don't know who you are because all the important character moments are the other guy. Like,
Yeah, no, I totally agree. They hyped it up as some like literally Beauty and the Beast live, like how
right.
they did Grease live and Rent live and everything else.
Yeah.
It wasn't that.
Well, okay. So I think I about lost it when the big climactic scene when the beast dies, but then Belle says that she loves him and he comes back to life and turns into a prince and they share this big climactic kiss and everyone turns back into a human. And we never see any of it except for the original movie. It's all just like the most important part of the entire thing. And you didn't even use your actors. You just have
It
Martin
was.
Short come out 20 minutes later in a, and he's taking the candle off his head. Like, really? Really?
I was watching it and I was just like,
Well,
it felt so awkward.
they stunt cast this entire thing full of huge celebrities, and they barely used them. Like, Martin, but you got Martin Short to play Lumiere, and you give him, like, I don't know, 5 minutes of screen time, and you give him one song and, like, two scenes.
Like, you got Martin Short.
Martin Short and Josh Groban and Joshua Henry and you got like all these people and you didn't use any of them except for like one song. Like,
I agree with that part because I was like, okay, like I can get down with this. And then I remembered all the cast they have and I was like, you really.
like I would pay to see Joshua Henry in a Beauty and the Beast musical. If they want to go revive it with him as Gaston, I would 100% go see it. That cast, I would see them on stage, but I didn't get to see them.
Yeah,
I
and
feel.
it's like I don't understand like why they did what they did. Like I know that some of the stuff is really hard to do.
That's fine.
But like what?
Yeah, it feels to me like somebody at Disney was pitching a Beauty and the Beast Live, and somebody else was pitching a 30th anniversary special that was the movie with some, look at, we also have a musical, and we won some awards in between. And they went, hey, what if we combine those? And no one thought to say, maybe let's not. Maybe let's, have some artistic integrity here. So they kind of smooshed it all together into one confusing celebration.
And it's like, why? Like, okay, looking at the cast, just because I wanted to make sure I got this right. Like, they got her, Josh Groban, Martin Short. Like, come on.
Yeah. Like, for once, you actually cast Broadway actors and like talented performers and you don't use them. Like, we're all complaining about how these pop stars, like, there were some of those, but like, they did a good job. But like, we're all complaining about stunt casting and how it's ruining arts, and you finally get a good cast and you waste them on two numbers.
Like David Alan Greer.
Yeah.
Come
Although I was a little bit confused when Cogsworth was noticeably not British. I'm like, okay. Because that's the choice we're going to make here. Cool.
Yeah.
And Martin Short's French accent was questionable at best. He had spent maybe one day with a dialect coach. I'm like, okay, have you been to France? Have you ever like watched the original movie? It's like that much accent. Which I mean, I guess if you're Martin Short, you can do that.
Oh, 100%. Like, I don't even, I just like, why?
It felt like if they committed to something and then rehearsed it could have been fine. But it felt like it honestly, I think if you were to pick a special to summarize what the Disney company looks like right now, it would be this. It'd be looks very promising, and it is not at all. Because it could have been, but it wasn't.
It's like, what in the world?
Like, I'll be fair, like, the musical numbers were pretty good. Like, I mean, Joshua Henry killed it. Her was amazing. Josh Groban obviously was incredible. Like, the puppet was amazing. The
The
costumes and the
puppet
set
was
design.
so cool.
And,
Like,
like, the fact that you could see him in the in a puppet. And then the fact that he came out of the puppet to sing the song as, like, as himself. And was like, okay, this is really cool. Like, I want to see more of this. Because it was that good.
and then
But
they
then,
would flash the movie.
yeah. And then, like, they wouldn't just watch the movie. They would, like, cut away randomly from the movie to, like, they'd show us the audience watching the movie projected on the set. It's like, are you a YouTuber trying to avoid copyright? That's what it looks like. Is when like YouTubers will like react to a movie and like have to cut from like the scene to them watching the scene on their phone so that they won't get copyright claimed. Like, listen, you own the movie. You don't have to do that. You can just show us the movie. We know there's an audience there. Don't worry. Like, what was that for?
Also, I feel like I blocked this out, but when I Googled like the cast list, I forgot that there was a huge guitar solo.
Yeah, which was so awkwardly placed. And like, why? Like,
Was good, 'cause
it was fine.
that's who her is. Like, that's her.
Yeah, but like,
But
just because she can do that doesn't mean that she has to hear. I like, no one's asking Martin Short to. I guess Martin Short did kind of do it by comedy, but no one's asking all these actors to do everything they can possibly do. And when, like, just because she can doesn't mean you have to make Belle do it in like the epilogue. So like. It's not even a character choice, it's just a thing you have.
it felt just so chaotic, but in
Yeah.
like a good way.
Well, and
Like,
like
it could have been better, but for what we got, it was pretty good.
that's yeah, right. And like I feel like everybody involved did a great job, but it was just whoever decided how to arrange it was sleeping that day, I guess. Was yeah, some songs and the movie and some awards and commercial breaks. It's fine.
They were probably at the end of their finals week for college and just were
But
just like, I'm
that's kind
done.
of yeah, sure.
Because that's where I was at.
Jonathan, sure. You both have different ideas. Let's just put them together. Yeah, that's fine. You figure out how to make it work.
Was gonna say it's like the compromiser.
Yeah, and it's like okay, so you want to do a live musical and you wanted to show the movie. Let's just do both. How is that gonna work? That's not my default. That's up to you now. I'm
Yeah.
gonna go back to bed now, guys.
I created the plan, now you make it work.
Exactly. That's what I felt like. Also, the entire thing was done in that soundstage, except for the opening number, which was just randomly on the Disney Studios lot, which I'm like, okay, cool, I guess, but why?
Because they wanted to prove that they could.
And like, they had this really interesting aesthetic where like, all the props were like these like hand-drawn animation things. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. I could probably get used to that. And then they abandoned it as soon as they got into this. I'm no. What? Okay, so you had an interesting idea and a pretty interesting motif, and you dropped both of those as soon as you got to your studio, and then you dropped even the studio as soon as you could show the movie. Like what?
We also just talk about these costumes.
The costumes look really cool.
They were so good. I'm usually like very picky about how musicals do this, but like the only part I laughed at was Martin Short looking like Heat Miser a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Which is interesting
But
because he played Jack Frost that one time.
yeah, the year without Santa Claus. So
Right.
it's a movie that is like, oh, Santa Claus is sick. And so he decides to not do Christmas. And so these two elves have to go do it. And it's a whole adventure. And two of the characters called Snow Miser and Heat Miser like have a song because they, yeah, it's a whole thing. But that's what he looks like. If you put a picture of Martin Short in the Beauty and the Beast and Heat Miser, they look the same.
Interesting.
That was the first thing I thought when I saw his costume.
And like,
But
I'm
I
sure that.
loved the hoop skirts.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that Josh Groban didn't actually grow his hair out. I'm sure it was a wig, but I couldn't really see his hair when he was in the puppet, and then he came out for his number. I'm like, oh, Okay, your hair is long. I mean, looks good. I don't think I've ever seen him with hair that long.
And it's just like,
Then again, it might have been for Sweeney Todd, because he's doing it on Broadway. Who's Jordan Fisher? Did you see that? Jordan Fisher is going to be in Sweeney Todd with Josh Groban. And
are you
so is Gabe
kidding?
Maturato. Yeah. They
Jordan
announced it.
Fisher just have a baby too.
Oh, yeah, he did. So, new dad is going to go on Broadway. Yeah. Yeah, it's looking like a cool cast. I am very upset, though, because they added the Beast song from the 2017 movie. And, like, again, guys, you have an entire Broadway musical full of really good, like, award-winning numbers. Why are you using the inferior versions of them? Because, like, the Beast song Evermore is just a ripoff of If I Can't Love Her from the Broadway version. Like, they have, like, a good Beast ballad from the Broadway musical. Why would you go use the one from the movie instead? What? No, that's just
Yeah, that
idiotic.
was, yeah, I totally get that. Like, that
If I Can't
was.
Love Her is so much better. And you know that Josh Groban would have done so good with If I Can't Love Her. Ugh. Ugh. It's like, I just need to go talk to the director of this. Because the cast did a
Yeah,
great
I don't
job.
know who did this. Like, I need to know.
I'm sure it was somebody who was just paid some money to get it done. Like, I'm sure that like they were like trying to create something cool.
Hamish Hamilton.
It seemed like everybody was trying to do their best. But whoever was in charge of putting the pieces together just didn't quite do
It felt so mishmash, but at
right.
least it literally it I still think it was good. It just like
I didn't think it was bad, but it was like I'd be invested in the movie, and all of a sudden you'd smash cut to Josh Randy being like, dismissed, rejected, publicly humiliated. I'm like, were you? I don't know. I saw the other guy. So I don't know what you were doing. Also, did Belle ever wear that pantsuit? They had all those promo pictures of her wearing the pantsuit and everyone freaked out. And I don't think she ever actually wore that in the show.
I don't think so. Oh, like
She
for
wore the
the
dress at the
promo
end.
pictures where she's wearing
Yeah.
like the pantsuit with the skirt.
Right. She wore the actual dress for the finale, but I don't think she ever wore the pantsuit. Which, like,
No, I don't
okay.
think she did.
Like, okay,
From
I guess
like
that.
what I remember and like looking at pictures.
Yeah.
Which like I think I don't know why people would I would hope people aren't like meh, meh, meh,
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, okay.
it's
But
the
even if,
gold
like,
dress. You can't change that.
yeah. And, like, I understand, like, having a different costume for promo pictures. But if you're going to do something like put Belle in a pantsuit, you know, we're going to say, like, that is a, you know, she's never worn pants before, which sounds weird to say like that. But you know what I mean? Like, okay, if you're going to do that, then, but you're not going to actually put it in the show? So like, that seems like a weird choice to make just for the promo pictures. Like, that's like a step you're taking for the character. And then you're abandoning immediately.
I just, you can't change that. I'm sorry. Like, I totally get wanting to moderate, like, be modern.
Yes.
But it's the gold dress. You can't change the gold dress.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And like, I think that's part of what made this production so weird is that they were trying to hold the original production, the original movie, in so much reverence while also trying to put their own spin on it. And like, that can coexist, but not that way. Like, I feel like the original musical on Broadway like does a good job of like being true to the original source material, but also providing a new dimension, adding new songs, kind of changing some things. But it also does feel like the original movie. This was like, this movie is so amazing we cannot even we have to just show the original movie to show how good it is. But also like, we're gonna change everything about it when we put it on stage. We're gonna add all these. Why were there so many dance breaks? Why?
If you don't know what to do with it, dance break.
But like, I feel like every dance break, I'm like, okay, so this is theatrical. This isn't like, I feel like if without all the dance breaks, I might have felt more like, okay, so it's like a stage concert. So there's like some simple choreography, but it's mostly just concert. No, there's just full dance breaks. Like, so this is theater, but only for 18 minutes out of the full hour and a half on time.
Just like. I feel like I should have count like kept like a counter of how many
It's
times they just
just
ended in.
stopwatch.
Yeah, exactly.
And back to the movie. Okay.
Just like see how long it
Yeah.
like each section. So like here's where they're actually doing the live musical performance, here's the
Right.
movie, and here's a dance break. Like those are
What
the three categories.
percentage of this production was pitched to us as Beauty and the Beast live actually had any sort of any semblance of live performance? What was just the original movie?
I literally all that I saw was it was gonna just be a live Beauty and the Beast.
That's all they showed. It was all production pictures of Josh Groban and her in costume on the like the winner set. Okay, cool. I'm excited. And that's not what like I feel like if they were and like granted they told us it was gonna be like live action animated hybrid, but like when I saw okay they're using the original establishing shot of the castle, they're showing some of the interior, and they're gonna cut to the performances. Okay, like that would've been fine. And if they told us up front we're gonna be like doing some musical numbers live and we're gonna be showing you the movie, I would've been like weird, but okay. But I feel like the fact that they like. They lied to us about what it was. They lied to us.
I feel deceived.
I'm like, oh, this is not what I signed up for. What? No.
This is, I was like sitting here watching it and I was like, did I? I was like, did I miss something that they were gonna do this?
I'm like, to the point where like the script says a recap and review of Beauty and the Beast Live. I Googled Beauty and the Beast Live because like that's what Google told me it was called. And then it wasn't until like 2 days ago where I was like, oh, that's not what it was called. It's called Beauty and the Beast 30th Anniversary Celebration. Oh, news to me.
I was gonna say, I was like, when I finished watching it, I was like, I mean, well worth the watch, but where did this come from?
Yeah, I'm hoping that we're gonna get honestly, I think a live TV musical version of Beauty and the Beast could be pretty good. Obviously they were like the weird, you know, like how are you gonna make the Beast come back to life live on TV? I don't know. But I feel like it could be pretty good, you know, if you do it right. It's just they didn't do anything.
That's what I just like don't get. Like they had so much time to do this.
Yeah.
And
Like you wasted such a good cast, man. When am I ever gonna get that many like actually good performers in the room again on TV for a musical?
I don't get it.
Yeah. It was so close to being really good. And then instead it was not.
I don't know. I give it like an 8 out of 10. Because I still genuinely enjoyed it and I think it was really well done. It just like, I wish it was what we thought it was going to be.
Right. I'll give it a 7. It would have been an 8 if they had advertised correctly, but it gets knocked down 1 for me for being but just false advertising.
False
You
advertisement.
upset the ex-president of the theater department, so that's what you get.
That's what you get. That's what.
From Disney, with the wrath of the theater kids.
We're coming for you, Disney.
Yes, I'm gonna sue you.
Feel like we're gonna get sued because we said we were gonna sue them.
No, we're kidding. We're dropping the lawsuit prematurely. Preemptively. Preemptively.
If we sued Disney
Yeah.
for the
Yeah,
emotional distress that they caused us.
that would make it a quote. Your Honor, I plead that they made me sad because they didn't give me what I thought I was going to. So you should have them give me $1 million.
They should pay my college debt.
Yeah, they should actually just in lieu of paying me money, can they just make Beauty and the Beast live? Because then I'll be happy. Can you just make the thing I thought you were making, and then I'll be all good. That's what they're gonna do now. In 2 years, they're gonna come out with Beauty and the Beast live on ABC. And this is all their like their ploy to see if people would care about it, and they did. This was all a commercial. Ah. Today's episode is sponsored by Dave's Alive TV adaptations of Broadway musicals, warehouses to film them in warehouse rental. Through all the steps of putting a live TV musical together, there's one part of the process that everyone always overlooks. It's the warehouse. Every good TV musical needs a good warehouse to film it, and with big warehouses, small warehouses, blue warehouses, and green warehouses. Dave's Live TV adaptations of Broadway musicals, warehouses to film them in warehouse rentals, has a warehouse for every kind of show. So visit www.davesliveTVadaptations of Broadway musicals, warehouses to film them in warehouse rentals.com/buy them today. That's www.davesliveTVadaptations of Broadway musicals, warehouses to film them in warehouse rentals.com/buy them. To make your very specific dreams just as specific, but now a little bit more expensive.
Okay, so to make a good movie musical, I think the number one rule is don't have Matthew Morrison play the
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. That can be a story in and of itself. What went wrong there?
If you don't know what I'm talking about, 2020,
No.
they did, because COVID shut down Broadway, they did Dr. Seuss the Grinch musical live on NBC. And it was nightmare fuel. Like, I guess the production itself wasn't bad. Like, it was mediocre, but it was the fact that it was Matthew Morrison and a Grinch.
Right. I feel like
Get up.
the production value was fine. The material itself, like the script they had, was not.
Matthew Morrison is like a decent actor, and it's like a whole joke that, Glee,
Yeah.
whatever else. But that was terrifying.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, nightmare fuel.
Pretty much. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, have we gotten like a good TV musical? Like one that's like just like good.
Grease Live,
That's her. Okay. That's her.
100% is hands down the best TV, like live production of a musical that we've had. And that was how long ago now? Let's see. 2016 on Fox.
Oh, yeah.
And like, there were maybe like two celebrities in it. Because it was
Yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens. Wasn't Ariana Grande in it too?
She was in Hairspray Live, I think.
Oh yeah, no, she was Hairspray. That's right. No, Grease Live, hands down, the best movie musical. And I think it's literally because, oh no, Jordan Fisher was in it too, and Kiki
Oh
Palmer.
yeah. Okay. But he's
But
actually
like,
like really good.
and Carly Rae Jepsen, but these are people that I'm not saying that they're not relevant. They're just not people that were like, Vanessa Hudgens was the big celebrity that was in it at the time. I think it was just that good because they didn't deviate from Grease at all.
Yeah.
Like they literally did the movie live.
Yeah.
So it was like they did. I think like the coolest thing about it was they like adapted, and it was just like one constant like theme, like scene change,
Oh yeah. Yeah.
where they like went from like different era. It was just so cool. I
Yeah,
loved it.
I was watching a Cat Still video about one of those, and she pointed out that these aren't live musicals. These are live movie musicals. Because they could easily do like a real-time pro shot on a stage somewhere. But what's interesting about these live TV musicals is that it has to be both a movie and also the musical. So you have to have the production value of a movie while also still having this live stage type setting. So you have to be able to do both of those things. And I think that that's why so many of them have, I mean, the production value of all of them is really great. It's just that the production itself isn't always suited to this weird kind of cross section of two different mediums.
Yeah, and we actually like w where Mark and I went to high school, we did Grease like as our musical in 2017. So it was a year after the live version happened,
Right.
and it literally like made me realize the live version was literally an adaptation of the stage production and the
Okay.
m movie, and it just combined beautifully, and I loved it. It was so good.
Okay. I know you're gonna be mad at me for saying this, but I rewatched Rent Live, and it was
No.
close to being good.
Invalid.
No, okay, here's the thing, here's the thing. I think, again, first of all, the production value was amazing. I think that the cast was pretty good, and I think that if they'd been able to actually do it live, because for those of you that don't know, the actor who played Roger, who was like one of the lead characters in Rent, during the dress rehearsal, broke his foot like halfway through the show, and
Yeah.
so so instead of having Rent Live, they had Rent pre-recorded dress rehearsal, and then like they restaged the final like 15 minutes of the show where he was like, it was live, but he his foot up in a boot propped up on a table. But I think that's one of the reasons that it was so weird is because, I mean, we've both been in dress rehearsals. You never give it 100%. There are always
Yeah,
mistakes, and
no,
it
they
always goes
literally
better the next
tell
day.
you going into a dress rehearsal, do not give 100%.
Yeah, and it always goes better the next day. So I think that if they had gotten the chance to do it live, to actually give us Rent Live that Rent pre-recorded, I feel like it wouldn't have been as good as the original because it's Rent. But I feel like it would have been significantly better, and I feel like the bones were there, and I think what we were seeing was just an off night of a good production. For the most
Yeah.
part.
Okay, I can see that because Mark remembers this. When Rent Live happened, like this, it was
You
one of
freaked
the
out.
most hyped things in the world.
It was Rent. Everybody knows Rent. Literally everybody
Ever
knows it.
it was like so exciting, and then we watched it and it was like dang, because at first they did not explain the circumstances. If I remember right, they did not like
No.
disclose that this was a recording.
In the broadcast that I watched, there was a message at the beginning, but maybe that was in subsequent broadcasts that they came after the fact. I'm not sure.
Or I cannot be remembering right, but
Maybe it just aired beforehand and people missed it.
yeah, probably. Or got cut by a commercial or something, but
No, maybe.
it just wasn't good. And everyone was like, this was awful. And everybody was mad at Fox because it had here's another how to make a movie musical live thing good. Have Vanessa Hudgens in it.
That's
Because she
us.
did Grease and Rent.
Yeah, and then she was very good in both of those.
And so everyone was like,
And Jordan Fisher. Jordan Fisher did a good job.
they're like,
Like,
what
legitimately.
happened?
Like, reinterpreting Mark from Rent is hard, but he, like, did a good job.
Yeah, it was. I put it in the middle just because, like, I feel like if they ever were to redo it, I would like it, but it's just the circumstances sucked.
Right. Yeah. Also, side note, can we ban audiences from those things? They were so annoying because they won't shut up. I'm sure they're directed to cheer all the time, but like they're constantly like, especially in Rent Live, they were cheering so loudly that I like couldn't hear the music. Like I'm like, I can't hear the show. Or like there was one part where they were supposed to like hold candles, which like in the back was like it was like the silhouetted audience and you could see like the candle. Like, that's cool, but like you could see the front row and it was like there was like one person holding it like this. Like that's not how you're supposed to hold your candle. You're ruining everything. Well, like. The one time when Mark and Roger crowd surfed, like this isn't no, this isn't a TV, this isn't a movie, this isn't the theater. No, nobody does this. Why are you doing this? This isn't a concert. Shut up, audience. Death on lawn.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that was one of the good things about I feel like if they did have a live audience for like the Grinch one,
Oh,
that
boy.
would have been hilarious. But at everything else, no. Ban audiences. Get out of here.
Or at the very least, coach them to be like a theater audience. Because, like, the push out for Newsies had an audience, but they like mic'd them and they only allowed, they only like let you hear the audience when it was appropriate. Like, the Hamilton push out did the same thing. There was an audience, but they weren't constantly shouting because it was theater. If you coach them to be a theater audience, and I don't want to applaud after your number. Good job, Jordan Fisher. You did a great job. But, like, if you're applauding during the number so loudly that I can't hear the number, no.
No,
No.
just no. Another one, now because we mentioned it, Hairspray. I loved it. It was so good. I think it had a little too much celebrity presence, but like, I get why they did that just because Hairspray has been done so much. And also, they did Hairspray and Grease in the same year.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think if people were to do a poll of which they like better, I think people lean towards Grease just because it's a classic.
Right.
So I think they probably just wanted to one up, but I thought it was still really good.
Yeah, I'm a little bit opposed to Ariana Grande being an actor, being in my musical theater. Listen, she has a great voice.
At Wicked,
I
look at the movie.
yeah, but like, which is his own thing. Why are they making two different movies? That's so dumb. Yes, you
I
can
was
make
gonna
it one
ask if you
movie.
saw that. They're making two parts,
Which like,
a year and a
okay,
half apart.
which like I mean, Harry Potter did the same thing. It was fine, but also like, musicals are set up differently than that. So maybe it'll work, but I'm not inclined to think it will. And also, you already have Ariana Grande. Like, she has a great voice, and maybe she can act herself. So maybe she's taking acting lessons. Maybe she's gonna really put in the work. Maybe, but I feel like this is not happening.
And also the Harry Potter thing, like the second part of the last movie came out not that long after the first part did.
That's true. That's true.
Where Wicked, the musical movie, whatever they're calling it, it's like a year into a year and a half apart.
Well, and I feel like movies like ours, because like Infinity War and Endgame were technically two different movies, but they were like two of the same movie. But with that one, it was like they clearly, at the end of Infinity War, set up a good like narrative. Whoa, big question, cliffhanger, what's going to happen next? And like, I feel like the end of Act One of Wicked isn't that. It's like, hey, I'm going to be powerful now. It's like, okay, cool. I don't really have a burning desire to see the rest of this movie now if I have to wait a year and a half for it. Like, I'm going to go see it. But are the non-theater people going to go see the second part of this movie a year and a half later based on the end of the first act? Probably not. It's not like you have this big looming question.
I wish that they would do like Wicked live.
That would be really hard, but it could be good.
Yeah. But if they can do Beauty and the Beast.
Well, they couldn't do Beauty and the Beast. That's what we're finding out. They couldn't. They showed the movie instead. Like,
If I have to suffer through Matthew Morrison dressed as the Grinch, I feel like I deserve Wicked
yeah,
as a trade-off.
that's fair. Although, can we let them get to the movie first? They've been promising us that for 8 years. That's at least like them. Let's finish that. Finish that first. We show us you have an actual movie. You're not faking this.
I was gonna say, watch, they're gonna just be like, JK.
I mean, at this point, didn't they announce it in like 2018? It's like, how long has this been going on?
Oh, a very long time. Like,
Psst. I think it's like before I got to high school. I'm like,
no, that's, yeah, it's been a very long time.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Hairspray.
Oh, right, because of Ariana Grande, right? Yeah.
Also liked, I'm looking at like a list because I couldn't recall stuff off the top of my head. I liked A Christmas Story Live too.
I don't think I saw that one.
It was so cute. So,
Okay.
because it's holiday, Christmas is in
Soon.
five, 6 days?
Yeah,
Six
6 days from
days.
recording, yeah.
Yeah. And like A Christmas Story is a classic Christmas movie. If you haven't
Yeah.
seen it, go watch it right now. It's from,
Finish the episode first, and then go watch.
yeah. Finish
Stop trying to
and
leave
then
our
go watch
show.
it.
Come on.
It's from 1983, so it's older, but they decided to make it into a musical, and I saw the musical before they did the live, and it was so good. It was so adorable.
Nice.
But it was what it was.
Yeah. I
People thought it was like a little eh. I thought it
Yeah.
was cute.
Yeah. I feel like the audience for these is so narrow because you have to, like I said, it's like a live movie musical, so you have to get that production value. You have to have people that want to watch a movie musical. You have to also get the theater fans in there. You have to appease the fans of the original musical. You also have to appeal to like non-musical people that are, gonna watch your network. And it's just like you have to appeal to so many different kinds of people that I feel like, because they're constantly canceling. We were supposed to get Hair Alive, I guess, and they canceled that. And it's like we just keep like it's hard to make them work because ideally they're this big production thing. But it's like the Tony Awards. Like, who is the audience for these outside of the theater community, which probably isn't going to be enough people in the grand scheme of NBC to make it worth it.
Yeah, I agree. It's really hard to get everybody like in one general consensus. But also, if you're gonna do what Hairspray did and have all of these celebrities packed into one, you're gonna get people to watch it.
That is
Whereas
fair.
Grease, they stuck to what originally like should be a movie musical, and they got more ratings.
That's true. Yeah, that is fair. I mean, I think you've got a good point there where a stunt casting gets people to watch it. But I think ideally you'd find the intersection between the celebrities that will get non-theater people to go see something and people that are actually talented performers. Right? I mean, I feel like if you're casting somebody just because they're famous, then yeah, you're going to get people to watch it. But then everyone's going to hate it once they see it, which isn't going to be good for your network. And if you can do something because you can bank on the IP of the show without having a celebrity cast, then do that. But I feel like for everything I got wrong, I feel like the cast of Beauty and the Beast, not live, was a pretty good example of that because they were all like celebrities, but they were the right kind of celebrities. They were like, I mean,
Yeah.
musicians and actors and performers, the people that like could do it and could take on these characters and could do things with them, other than just spitting back out a random cover of the song you know. And so I feel like if more actual live TV musicals would have followed that format, they're like find the intersection of famous with talented in this context, then I feel like you'd find something that had more of a larger audience and also higher ratings.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. So like Vanessa Hudgens, for example,
Yeah.
like she's been acting since she was God knows how old.
A nine? I don't know.
I was gonna say, she did all three High School Musicals.
Right.
She's done a ton of live performances, so it's like she's that happy medium. And so
Right.
with Rent and Grease and
I mean, Jordan
whoever else,
Fisher is the same way.
yeah, and Jordan Fisher is also the same way. Like there's they have that background of what theater needs to be, and so they were able to pull it off where other people just can't. And that's not their fault.
Yeah, it's just a different medium. I mean, just because you're a good singer doesn't mean you can be a good actor, and vice versa. I mean, I wouldn't expect them to go cast Sir Patrick Stewart to be in a concert version of Six the Musical. That wouldn't be good. It's not because Sir Patrick Stewart is like, I feel like,
I need to see that
no,
now.
it's I was looking at it. It's not that like these singers aren't talented. It's just you're putting them in a medium that they're not meant to be in because that's not what their background is for. And if they're gonna like be good, if they're gonna practice and train that, then sure. But
Exactly.
if they're not gonna be an actor, don't make them act. Right? I feel like I'm crazy here. I don't know.
No, I agree with you. Like, you can't force yourself something that you're not. But people just want ratings and they want money, so.
And if you want ratings and money, cast Sir Patrick Stewart in a live TV musical version of Six Musical. Because
Which one?
I want to say that now. I know I just said that now,
Yeah,
but I want to say
that's. Can I have that for Christmas?
that.
Like,
it's gonna be a quick turnaround. Hear that, NBC?
yeah.
Which,
You
speaking of,
got 6 days.
yeah, 6 days to get that entire thing done. Speaking
Exactly.
of, all these networks are constantly censoring all of these musicals, which is like fine for the most part. I found an issue with Rent because like the whole point of Rent is that it was Jonathan Larson being like, hey, look at how hard life is for us, but also look how good life was for us. But it's like, really uncensored, and like it was so hard. It had to be some censored because Broadway. But it's like now you're taking this and censoring it even more, and it's like I feel like, yeah, the musical can work if you replace all the not safe for family language. But it's like, isn't that kind of the point of the show? It's like it's a more honest view on what it's like to live in, the city in this time period. It's like censoring it for network. I feel like censoring it for cable, censoring it for cable on Fox. I feel like, I don't know. I'm not sure how he would have felt about that.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. 'Cause like Rent was, if you go like watch the movie,
Yeah.
it's some of that stuff's very hardcore. Like some of
But
that
that's
stuff
the
is very
point.
real.
That's why he wrote that. It was all about what it was actually like to live there. That was his whole thing. It was like speaking like the honest truth about living there to people that wouldn't us understand it.
And so, but I also get that
Yeah, Fox
TV's.
can't have a rated R. I'm sure it was PG-13, but Fox can only have so much on TV, and I get that. And it's like I don't know what the right solution is unless you find a channel that's willing to do that. But then you end up having something on the Roku channel, which is fine. Like we're out of it, but it's like it's
Overall, don't make bad movie musicals
just make them good.
and don't advertise something that's not
Yeah, cast
correct.
actual actors. If you say it's gonna be live, make it live. I'm talking to both Matt and Beauty and the Beast here. You both made different versions of the same mistake. So just advertise what I mean. Obviously, Matt did do it on purpose, but still, I'm blaming you anyway.
8 out of 10. Probably will watch again.
Yeah, at some point. I don't know. It was fine. And that's about all the words you have to say about that. Thanks for listening to them. And a shout out to Swiss Miss for being both the name of a brand of hot chocolate and a villain in Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. Anyway, bye.
Off Book is a production of MS3. You can find us here on Spotify or on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@offbook. That's OFF-BOOK. For more MS3 content, check out our other channels, Soarin' the Tower, Scene 20 Productions, and Mark Stouffer III. Hey, that's my name. You can also check out our website, mstouffer3.wixsite.com/MS3. We need a custom domain, man.